Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh my god, it's that time again. How has it been a whole year? Inexplicably, it has. It's time for you to book Comedy Arcade at Edinburgh Fringe. We will be at a different home this year. We're going to be at Stand 3 at 4:40 p.m, a slightly more palatable time than last year, with a brilliant selection of guests that you do not want to miss. If you like this, you're going to love the live show. I will hopefully see you there.
Welcome to the Comedy Arcade, part friendly panel show, part vicious competition, where contestants fight with their best anecdotes on mystery topics generated through a trusty bingo ball. I'm Viv Slayton, host of the show, spirit of the bingo balls, and games master. Points will be awarded for originality, amusement value, and my general caprice and mood on the day. The contestant with the most points at the end of the game wins, but their opponents will be granted a few cheat codes along the way, just to keep it interesting.
Good evening, people of the Edinburgh Fringe. Welcome to Comedy Arcade. Please welcome to the stage your host, Vic Slayton!
Oh, hello! Look at all of you. It's Saturday night, and you've all come to share it with us. Let's hope it goes well. Right, now, this is a lesson I can't learn. Who has heard of the Comedy Arcade before today? Oof. One day, you will be surprised to know then that I've been running this podcast for 2 years and I thought it was doing all right, but I've been savagely humbled by the last 10 days. But anyway, thank you for playing roulette on whether or not this is going to be good. I'm Vic Slayton, I'm your host. How this game's... Love that already. This is the energy that I want. Who is drunk? That's a question I should have asked first. Right. This is a double gin and tonic. I was, I was like, oh, I'm going to be sober for this show. And everything changed 2 hours ago. So I am now drunk as balls. And as a result, this is going to be an X-rated After Hours Saturday Night Comedy Arcade. Now, how this works is I've got a bingo ball full of topics that I'm going to draw at random. I've got four guests that are going to compete to tell me the best anecdote, story, interpretive dance, or once Rich did a wham rap and that got a lot of points. So who knows what's going to happen? The scoring works like this. I decide which I like the best and I score it accordingly. I can be flattered, I can be bribed, and occasionally the person I fancy wins, even though they're quite boring. So without further ado... I don't know why I said boring and then started to introduce Rich Wilson, but here we are. Anyway, he is my right-hand man. He's the Alan Davis of my son, Detox Vic, Rich Wilson!
Hello, everyone. Are we good?
Yes.
Good.
They're drunk.
Oh, so am I. I've had what a day. What a day.
Have you had a good day, Rich? We haven't covered this backstage.
Oh, we haven't seen each other, have we? Yes. It's just that because when you're in the festival, then like all your mates in the industry are here. Like you can't walk down the street and go, oh, do you want a quick pint? You go, yeah, go on then. And before you know it, you're just fucking shit-faced. And I know this is a very like massive. I've come out here, I've got like, and I've got like a lime and
Sainsbury's
soda.
Sainsbury's vodka
like,
lime and soda.
Chaos.
That I bought at 2:10.
Yeah.
Things work differently up here, don't they? I had an armful of stuff. He was like, you've got to put them through now. I panic bought this shit.
Well, do you know what? I've just done my solo show, which you all need to come to, by the way. And there was two fellas that wandered in like just before it started, and they were off their nut, and I could see something was up. And I'm like 10 minutes in, I'm like, you're all right, lads? And they went, we're fucking tweaking, man. And I went, what have you had? And they went, ketamine and LSD.
Ooh, that's a rich mix.
Yeah, and I went, what? And I went, what, just? And he went, aye. And I went, are you all right? He went, your fucking head's mental. I had a great time. I just sat in front of him for 5 minutes going, la 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 la. They left, funnily enough. Bless them. I hope they're all right. Good lads. Anyway, here we are.
At what point did they leave?
Oh, a good like 15, 20 minutes in. They kept nudging each other, just like, rah, 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 rah. I'm like, you're right, lads. And that's when we got into it. And they went, your head's fucking mental.
So, Saturday yeah. Night Fringe. Wow. Right.
Madness.
Should we get the panel on?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. There are people in the corridor. They're like, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Without further ado, she is the queen of quiz, the ultimate vixen. She's also really fucking funny. It's our house player, Jenny Ryan.
Yay!
You've been busy backstage. We had the same round.
Oh, could you move your chair off my cable?
That's what she said.
Oh, thanks, love. Very exciting that I've just met our panelists back there.
Are they both in?
They're both there.
Oh, thank God.
They are more than raring to go. But there's some fairy lights in the corridor, and all they've done is take selfies because the light is gorgeous.
You've given yourself 90s curtains. And I think we should keep it. So there we go.
Kappa popper trousers and Lynx Africa.
Right, should we get our panelists on if they're raring to go? If they're out there taking
absolutely raring.
What's happening
now
here?
What's going on? Yeah, it's all caught, isn't it?
There's all people, Jenny.
Yeah. I know, I'm just
getting
my tech
right. Should we do this in
our
own time?
No, it's all caught up.
It's
right,
my
ready?
Fault. Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Who should we introduce first?
Who wants to go first?
No.
No one. All right.
I promise they're back there.
It's going to be embarrassing.
It's not raring as I'd like it.
Yeah. It is Mr. Darkroom himself. You awake to find yourself in a room with John Robertson.
Yay! Yes.
Oh, I fucking love a nickname with no context. That was great, guys.
You know?
Mr. Darkroom. Be like, oh, fucking great. I love anonymous sex. Fantastic. All right.
As many people have heard of your show as
well. Yeah, but that's the nice thing. Of course, new balls. That's what anonymous sex is, mate. Well done. I don't want to see your face. Now.
Does the audience get a point?
Are you well?
That's good.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm very well. I'm going to fuck that guy. That's how I'm going to do it.
Oh, and that earned you double points, but unfortunately you've got no points.
Oh, I totally misunderstood. I thought you'd literally gone new balls.
No, the red one's new balls. That's double points.
Thank
and the green
you,
one
friend.
Is fruit machine. So,
all right, I'll bring a buddy. We'll double point you. Thank you, friend. What a beautiful man. Thank you.
We knew it was going to be saucy, but we didn't know it was going to be this saucy. The final panellist of the night, she is absolutely extraordinary. She's really fun. You're going to love her. It's Alison Spittle.
Yay! Hello, mate.
Look at you two matching.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're very well. How are you?
Oh, great. Yeah. Went to the wrong underbelly.
You did, yeah.
Went to the one in Cowgate.
I was like, are you new? She was like, yeah, I'm just on Cowgate. I was like, oh, that won't do.
I walked through rivers of piss and Birkenstocks for this.
No pressure, audience. You've got to be good for it. Should we play?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Yeah, we've spent enough time introducing everyone. Right, let's go.
Rivers of Piss in Birkenstocks. That what a great album.
That's my favourite part.
It's my favourite Boney M song.
Yeah.
Belle and Sebastian.
That's how Joe's going to play us out.
By the rivers of yellow piss.
Yes.
In my Birkenstocks.
It wasn't yellow, mate. It wasn't yellow.
Oh,
no.
Sorry.
No.
Oh, they weren't dehydrated? That's quite nice.
They were quite... It was the colour of Baraka.
Oh, no. What happened to those people?
Oompa Loompa piss.
Oompa Loompa piss, that's
she
it.
She was Baraka.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, dear me. Right. I want to know about your most embarrassing sexual experience.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus.
John? That gets a point. Well
Double
done.
Double points is what it fucking gets.
My first ever sexual encounter.
Straight in there.
Was last Thursday.
With John, weirdly.
Mm. It was dark though, how would you know?
I could tell it's by his musk. Or his penis, as other people call it. Anyway.
It is a stenchy membrane, yes.
Well, it was just after
your
gig.
Oh, that's my favourite Cypress Hill song.
Yeah.
Essentially Membrane.
Stenchy Membrane.
Yeah.
Rivers of Urine and Birkenstock, Stenchy Membrane.
Yeah.
What an album.
So my first ever girlfriend, I was 15 years old. I'd had the day off school. Yeah. You what? Yeah, what is it?
No, Shagger. You go, my guy, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Or did you go, I like that? It was either one.
I said paedophile. I was like,
oh, shit.
I was 15 as well. It was the same.
He was a caretaker.
Yeah. I was driving the school bus.
One day these jokes are going to go badly and we're going to be cancelled. But it's not this day.
This is no longer a record. This is evidence now, isn't it? This. So I had the day of school, and she popped round to see on the way back from school to see if I was all right. And I was in my pajamas and my dressing gown. It was bearing in mind this is the first time that I'd ever had sex. She'd ever had sex.
Can I interrupt? Yeah. You were wearing pajamas and a dressing gown at 15.
Yeah.
Slippers and a pipe.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm starting to worry that we're actually mishearing and you've just been saying, I was 50.
He is 50.
And I asked her to join me in the drawing room.
Where I showed her Colonel Mustard's lead pipe. Yes.
And we fucked beneath the moose's head.
Talk to us about the pajamas. What were you wearing?
So they were.
I want more information. They were Wincyettes.
They were just cotton pajamas. They were sky blue with navy blue shoulders, and I can't remember how it happened, but we ended up rolling around on the living room floor because I'm a working class dude, so my parents were just out working. Just off. So they just left us to it.
Hang on. So your parents go off to work, so their dickhead son can sit around in his fucking dressing gown.
I don't
get out there, mother and father.
They were like, nothing untoward will happen here, because look at him.
I did say I was sick from school. I was off sick. And so she came round, see if I was all right, and one thing led to another. We were rolling around on the living room floor, and then we ended up having really horrible, young, clumsy sex. And the thing is, I didn't even remove my pajama bottoms. I pushed my penis through the hole in the front. And that's why I love having sex wearing pajamas now. It's just stay with me. Your face, madam, looks like I'm wanking now.
A horrible image.
We're going to get sued for PTSD.
Several women cross their legs. Yeah. Thinking
about that. Like Lady Gandalf. You shall not pass! Nope.
No, thank you.
You have finally found... What's that, mate?
Will you sit in the dressing gown?
Yeah, of course, yeah. I'm not an animal.
I got one. It's not quite sexual, but like...
Nor was his.
Neither was that one.
I don't know if you heard Rich's story. I'm not wanking to that later. That's not happening.
Oh, I will.
It would be weird. We were 15. I'd just like to point it out, by the way.
I mean, all you have to do to just wank to that is I put on a dressing gown and I've fucking done something incompetent. I'm exactly like Rich Wilson. This is fantastic.
So I'm going to talk about my first shift, which is the Irish word for kissing. Right?
Is that what they call it? A shift?
They call it the shift. Yeah, will you shift my friend? Will you shift off? Do you know that type of thing? And then the shift is like, you know, French kissing is kissing with tongues.
Uh-huh.
Irish kissing is kissing with guilt. So I have a friend, and I'm going to call her Emma. And Emma was a bit more sexually experienced than a lot of us. Like, she had given a hand job at that stage. We were 13. And
Rich.
Yeah, she was really popular.
Yes, it was to a 15-year-old boy in a dressing gown.
In his pajamas.
Her pajamas the whole time.
I'm sick.
Should we put a shift in?
Yeah. The boy in the spunk
Kissing
pajamas.
You would be work.
That's my favourite film. I shouldn't have made that reference. Oh God. Anyway,
come and do every night.
So I'd never shifted anyone before, and I lived in an estate, so that was quite an old maid at that stage. Like, I was the only one in my estate that hadn't shifted anyone, and my friend Emma had shifted everyone and was very popular with the lads, and they loved her. And this is true. This is actually very fucked up. But my mother went away, and I decided to invite all the lads around of Emma, and we all watched a film called The Magdalene Sisters, which is about the enslavement of Irish women due to the Catholic Church and its repression on sex, right?
She's got her head in her hands as we
speak. Yeah, there we go, yeah.
Was that your choice?
It actually was, yeah.
Can't imagine why you hadn't shifted anybody.
I know, I was quite upset over what had happened. But Emma said to the lads, like, lads, I know why you're here, and don't worry, I'm going to shift every last one of you. But Alison over here hasn't had her first shift yet, right? Alison over there was eating the curry cheese chips going, what? And she goes, if you're going to shift me, you're going to have to shift through Alison first, right? She truly was the Mother Teresa of shifts.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know? As in, like, very charitable, but problematic. You know, very problematic. We look back at that now and go, ah, that wasn't so good. So, a lot of weird references I'm making today, but faggot. So the lads all queued, right? There was four of them that queued at the side of my house.
Oh, my God, they queued.
They queued to shift me,
Did
right?
Did they take a number, like at a deli?
Yeah. Yeah, they were getting some cold cuts that time. some very cold cuts. And I was so short, I had to stand on a big pile of bricks. And I shifted them like going through a factory, just like they... It kept going. And the first lad to shift me goes, look, I'm only shifting you to shift Emma. Don't be getting any feelings from me. I was like, no, you're grand. Don't worry.
The fucking, you know, audacity of,
wow,
men, though.
I have no feelings. I've watched The Magdalene Sisters. Like, I am numb inside. So the last fella I shifted, I'm going to call him John, right? Now, there we go. The priest. There we go. Yeah, he lent us the video. It was more of a in-work documentary. So the last lad who shifted me, with such an intensity, I am talking, it was like a Dyson Airblade of shifting. Do you know what I mean? And he had the temerity to push me away and go, were you eating chips or something? And spat out a full piece of potato onto my shoe. Because he'd got it from my teeth. I never shifted again for 5 years, right? I had my fill. That was me done. So I told you it wasn't sexual.
Jesus. Dinner and a show.
Wonderful. Dinner and a show, that's it, yeah.
I feel like we just watched a whole fucking solo show. That was amazing.
Next year. My shame.
The poster's just one bit of potato.
The story of Ireland, you know, just through one shift. I'll turn the lad into an Englishman, so I will. He took everything from me, you know. And he took me spuds and he spat it out on my shoe, you know. And I still have to look him in the eye like we've never done anything. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Alison Spittle, everybody. Alison Spittle, round of applause.
Your winner, ladies and gentlemen. Jesus. There is no following that.
Well, there is a fruit machine, though. There is a fruit machine. Right. This side is strong. What's going on this side?
Oh. Well, look. Once someone has used their pubescent fumblings as a metaphor for the Irish recognition of statehood.
Yeah, that's what I called my puberty, the troubles. Yeah.
The troubles.
Can't.
Right.
Good night.
Just go. Just go.
Oh, yeah, fuck it. Why not? You know, I've just offended a sectarian group I don't understand. And always the fucking best. Yeah, no, that was genuinely frightening, mate. Fucking incredible. Look, nah, it went like this. I'm a man who enjoys a great dabbling in just about everything. And at some point or another, after leaving the queue for the shift for the Irish girl, I couldn't just handle the weight of the geopolitical situation. Many years later, I tried pegging for the first time. Now, what's this? Hang on, what's this wow shit? You never had a hemorrhoid, mate? Right, this is what went down.
What's pegging?
What's
pegging?
Yeah, so pegging just...
If we're not laughing, we're learning. Come on.
Oh, well, right then. Yeah. So pegging.
Prince William knows.
Oh, yes, he does.
Oh!
Pow!
Allegedly.
It's how he lost his hair. Now, look, I see him at the meetings. Now, look, pegging... I'll tell you what, there's some uncomfortable chairs in that fucking meeting. Now, look, pegging is what happens when a nice person, without the gift of the dick attached already to their body, takes several inches of rubber, and then you take several inches of rubber right up the old William, if you follow my meaning.
Okay, yeah, I get it now.
And the first time, and currently the winner of last time I've tried this, was we went down the sex shop, and we went, oh, we understand poppers are good. That's a good thing. That'll loosen you, apparently. And they gave us these things, and they have all these warnings that say, don't put them under your nose. Just open them. Just open them in the room and let the room aerate, right? Sure. So what happened was, I'm fucking doing it. Right, so... So I'm up. Yeah, no, you're fucking living this. All right.
I can't believe I'm involved in this now.
Are you translating this? Right. Okay, so what happens is I'm up mountain getting ready to be stuffed, you know, like a trophy. Good times. And, you know, she's put on the thing and is having a wonderful time. She's gone and reenacted some porn moves and slapped me in the face a bunch of times. And that is demeaning and it's never stopped me doing it, but nevertheless. And there we are. And what happens is she goes, I'll get the popper, but remember, don't put it under your nose. Right, don't put it under your nose. It might give you a brain tumour. Right. So we open this thing. And it just smells like nail polish. So nail polish is just wafting through the room. And I get the biggest headache I've ever had in my life. And then she just goes, ready. And I go, what? My voice has never been deeper when she went, is that good? And I went, no.
Now you have to reenact it for this side because they didn't get that.
Oh, yes. God.
And it was around that point that the Catholics and the Protestants fought each other. Okay, so there you go.
Woo!
Yes, John Robertson.
So that's pegging. Jenny, no pressure.
Oh, God.
Good Lord. Can I talk about testicles?
Yes.
Good. Why not?
I would love you to.
Thank you.
Sorry, just quietly. That man did not want eye contact with me during that bit. God bless him.
But he had it anyway.
No, and he's currently still staring at me in a manner of, I wanted none of that and I will fuck you up. So.
Straight down Main Street, that was what that was. Yeah.
Wow. That was a deeply erotic experience all around.
I do feel like I need to explain why I was looking at Rich during the poppers chat. It's because he found some backstage a couple of days ago and was like, are these poppers?
And then she went, please welcome on stage Rich Wilson. And I was like, hey.
And then you had a headache.
My arsehole is so open.
Richard, that was the night the chair vanished, wasn't it?
All the way up there.
Just hoovered it up. Hoovered it up.
Anus.
Yes, quite.
Yeah, thank you. I'd started dating someone. So previously, I'd had experiences with somebody who... shrieked when I went near their ears, so I wasn't allowed to
the ears, not the rears.
Their ears. Who are very sensitive. Just so I knew to stay away, and then I went out with somebody who their nipples were too sensitive, so I had to avoid them. And I started dating somebody, and the first time we slept together, I went for...
I just want to point out, sorry, when you said sensitive nipples, he nudged her.
Too sensitive.
It's in the front row. They're in the front row, and he thought he'd get away with it.
I know. He saw you seeing him, and then he was like, "Oh, like that." That was
so
amazing.
Which one of you's got the sensitive nipples?
you're not allowed to touch them. No.
He's defending them.
Very respectful of you. Respectful.
Have you got like some piercings or something? Why are they? No?
It's very sensitive.
Well, if they're that sensitive.
Always rock hard. Are they?
Yeah, this is ringing a bell. It wasn't this gentleman.
Let's see. off.
Hey!
Jesus. Show the room.
A little trail. Hey!
Hard as a fucking...
They want to see it.
Double points!
Double points!
I was going to say, the nipple gets at least 5 points.
Right, so you've played double points. I'm going to give that 5 points. Who would you like to allocate them to on the panel?
To this guy.
He can't have...
No, those nipples are rock hard. We can be beaten by the nipples. We're losing to the nipples. It's what's happening.
Yeah. Rock, paper, nipples. Brilliant.
Well, you don't use scissors on them, you fucking psychopath.
That's some bullshit coming from you. Come on, man. Yeah.
Come on, Jenny.
Sorry, Jenny.
It's all right.
Come on.
So I started seeing this guy and we went to bed for the first time and I went for the scrotum and he shrieked and I just assumed, I'll be respectful. I'm not going to go for that again. I'm going to leave him be. 3 months later, I was informed that he only had one testicle. Whoa. And he hadn't told me. And that was why. But he thought I was really stupid for not knowing that he only had one. Like, I didn't get anywhere near them.
No.
It.
And you're just not looking. You're just <sleeping. laughs>
That.
Hey!
Very good. The audience are going to be picked by Alison, but I mean it's going to be close at this point.
I love this.
Fabulous. Oh. So yeah, that was he made me feel very embarrassed for not knowing, but I think the embarrassment was on him for not being not using his words.
So was this a man with one ball and it was meant to be a well-known thing he only had one ball?
Was it Hitler?
Yeah, how long have you been fucking Adolf Hitler? What's going on there?
There wasn't a song about it. No, he claimed that he told me a story involving a bicycle and testicular torsion. I'm like, I would have remembered.
Oh, you would have remembered
you telling
that.
Me a detailed story about how you lost one of your balls to gangrene.
Yeah, what a weird thing to gaslight.
To gangrene?
Oh! Wait. Gangrene?
Torsion was bad enough.
Well, he left it over a bank holiday weekend before going to the hospital.
Sorry, that is the most fucking man shit.
No, that'll be all right.
Jesus Christ.
It's green now.
I better go get that looked at.
It was when it went black. That was the thing.
Oh, you don't go back after that?
No. Well, he didn't.
Thank you.
That's enough.
Fucking hell.
Ooh. That's enough of that. Thank you.
That was a stressful round.
For you, maybe.
No, pajamas seems quite lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, you went first.
Oh, pajamas, bless.
Fucked in your pajamas badly.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't get a lot of points.
Oh.
Sorry, I got me nuts caught in a vice and then someone just booted them off. And is that what you wanted to say?
Well, the good news is the category is embarrassing injuries, so you can tell me all about that.
Cool. No, I did zip me knob up in my trousers when I was younger. Not on purpose. I was out. I was young, and I was in the toilet, and I zipped it. I was with my friend Tom, and I just went, "Wah!" And Tom was like, "What?" I went, "My cock!" And then I had to run through the stands where we had this sports thing, and I ran through the stands shouting, "My penis! My penis! My penis!" And then ran up to my mum and dad and just said, "My penis! My penis!" And then mum went, "What you done? What you done? What you done?" And I went, "Oh my god!" And then my dad just yanked the zip down.
Oh.
Nice. Yeah. And that's why it's little.
Did Dad ripped half of it off? Yeah,
he still got it around his neck on a necklace. Anyway.
I don't have an injury. I have a thing where I went to the hospital for something. I had incredible sore stomach, and I thought that it was some sort of like appendix injury. And I was telling people in secondary school, like, I think I got appendicitis. I think I'm going to die. I was really hamming it up for drama. They did an x-ray on me. I was constipated. So, yeah. yeah, that's it, really. They just gave me some figs and sent me on my way.
Oh, my God.
I love when a doctor's job can be done by a fucking greengrocer.
I know.
We get the figs next to the leeches.
Oh, that happened to me. I was convinced I had a tumour under my arm. I was like, oh, it's a lymph node. It's bad news. And the doctor gave it a poke and it exploded in his face.
Oh, man.
Oh, it was rank. It was, and it smelled terrible. Yeah, I know. I don't need to not give myself points because I'm the winner because it's my show. But yeah, that's my sharing. Done.
Wow, that's good.
You got an embarrassing injury?
Yeah, well, I was very accident prone. Well, I still am. And 15 years ago to the day,
because
it came up in my Facebook memories, I broke three bones in my foot. It's an injury, which is usually a sporting injury. So it's when footballers, they go over on the toes and they break the metatarsals, because, you know, Wayne Rooney did that. And horse riders get it when they fall off the horse and the foot stays in the stirrup. But I did that injury at karaoke. I got so well.
Footloose.
Ironically enough. Because I'd been waiting all night. It was a live rock band karaoke, and I'd emailed them in advance. I want to do this song, and I got so excited. There was a step down from our booth, and my heel caught on the edge of the step.
Ooh.
It was not marked at all, in my defense. It was nothing to do with the wine. And I thought, oh, the heel on my shoe was broken. So I hopped to the stage, flamingoed it. I did this flamingo.
Oof.
Sang the song. It Was Crazy by Niles Barkley.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
Which is quite ironic.
And, That's a tune.
Oh!
Whoa. Unexpected prejudice in the show area.
Oh.
This was 15 years ago, pre-cancellation.
Oh, shit.
You can't. Well, you don't get to defend it, Jenny. We have to move on. That's
new balls again. Jenny got new balls again.
You're 3 for 3.
I got three more than 1.5 sentences, though, so I'll take it.
Well done. Niles Barkley cancelled him.
Let's not dwell on that.
I'm
can
sure
Wikipedia it after.
Oh, okay. I don't want to fuck with my algorithm, so maybe I'll leave that.
Ball number 27, inappropriate crushes.
No, I was but no.
It gets a point, but I'm not happy.
Thank
about
you.
It.
No one's.
Hey,
happy
I'm a comedian. I can't help it.
Inappropriate.
Absolutely
true.
That's been a lot of comedians.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Not like that.
Talking about cancelled people, my inappropriate crush was when I was like 13. I really got into Morrissey.
Oh,
and
dear.
He's 30 years older than me. And Catherine Zeta-Jones and Michael Douglas, there's a 30-year age gap between them two. And I was really rooting for them. Because I wanted Morrissey to impregnate me and for us to have really depressed children and for him to write songs about me. I met a girl at a concert and we both kind of made a semi-serious plan about breaking Morrissey's ankles and making him write
a song
about
Misery style.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw Misery as like a handbook for my future. And
this is how you make a man stay.
Yeah, hobble him.
Whistle
but the thing was, like, I had a whole shrine to him in my bedroom. Like, my whole room was covered in Morrissey pictures. And then someone saw
next
that.
Next to Jesus.
Next to Jesus, yeah. Shifting the hell out of it. Yeah, exactly.
Shifting Morrissey.
And someone in school saw this, and a whole rumor went about the school that I was a witch. And I was trying to cast spells to get Morrissey to go out with me. And they're kind of not wrong. Like, I was into Wicca. I did a bit of ghost hunting, Ouija boarding, all that type of shit. Did try to get a boyfriend that way. But they're dead. You know, that's a bit much of an age gap there. But I liked older men. What can I say? Yeah, that's it. I don't like him now. Like, it's not, you know, racism is quite off-putting in general.
Yeah.
As a rule.
As a rule.
Not great, is it?
Yeah. Wow.
Rich?
I'm trying to think if I had anything inappropriate.
Illegal. Any illegal crushes?
No.
Illegal.
No. We're going to ask over here.
Tinky Winky.
Oh, yeah. If you had to, it would be Tinky Winky. Oh, maybe Dipsy, not Poe.
No, like, never Poe. Like never Poe.
No, you don't want Lala, for God's sake.
No, Lala. No.
Tinky Winky don't fuck about. Tinky,
do you know, if I was
Tinky
a lad...
Tinky Winky likes to fuck.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but Tinky Winky's so tall.
If I was a bloke, do you know where I'd fancy out the Teletubbies? Nunu.
Yeah.
Like, you know...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'd be making my own tubby custard.
Jesus.
That is the purest inappropriate crush I've heard so far.
I suppose that's how you would if you were going to fuck the Teletubbies. That's the order it would go, wouldn't it? You go like Tinky Winky, Dipsy,
Nunu.
And Nunu.
Yeah.
And the others can go off to.
The baby in the sun gets no action.
Yeah. Well, it gets to watch. It gets to watch. You know? It's the all seeing sun.
Yeah,
you know?
The sun's 30 years old now. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so it's fine to say this. What I want is the 30-year-old son. Like,
the Woody Allen defense. Right, over here. Yeah. John?
Yeah. You know that Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah.
You know his little friend, Tails?
Yeah.
The two-tailed fox. I wanted to fuck him.
Yeah, out of the two of them, I think Tails is better than Sonic.
So small, though.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole story, gang.
Okay.
Like, literally, I was playing Sonic 2 at the dawn of puberty, and I was just like, yeah. You chase me, you little fuck. Yeah.
It's more about the power dynamic, in that you were the Sonic, and he was, your little bitch.
You make him fight the boss because he can't die. Fucking drown him, Maui's back. Oh. This get too weird? Okay.
Smurfette. I used to like Smurfette when I was a kid.
That's not that
I thought she was
then.
Sassy. She didn't take any shit. She lived in that village full of all those fellas. Just bossing everybody. She was amazing. Yeah.
Are you trying to make the point that Smurfette was a strong feminist icon?
Yeah.
Did you fancy Madame Cholet as well in the Wombles? She was the only lady Womble, right?
Yeah, no. She was well old. I like older women, but fucking hell, I mean, I'm 50 years old. It can't be older now. That'd be ridiculous.
Oh, she's
dead,
though.
Kind of woman that's face down in a post office looking for her stamps.
What?
I don't know where that went. Anyway, no. Smurfette was the one.
If we're going children's characters, though, it has just occurred to me that I had a massive crush on Super Ted.
Wow.
No, you go...
I mean, it means nothing to most.
No, you'd go spotty in that instance. Pyjamas...
Yeah, ladies don't love that, Rich.
Nah, Spotty looks like he got up to stuff, you know. Super Ted was too down the line.
He was square, wasn't he?
Spotty was the one.
No, yeah. he was just an ordinary teddy bear, and then he said his secret magic word, and then just unzipped and had something, a sexy lycra outfit underneath. He's a teddy bear, though, so it was still very inappropriate.
So
I was 4 years old.
And it's
no.
That was the secret word.
Texas Pete was definitely into pegging.
Mm. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah.
Well.
Big Ears was the wrong one.
Yeah.
You know, like, what was it?
Noddy.
Noddy.
Yeah, Noddy.
We're really plowing.
Big Ears was a fucking wrong one.
No, fuck it. Do you remember Fireman Sam?
Yeah.
I reckon Fireman Sam fucks.
It's a bit obvious, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's too tropey, that. No.
Yeah, I mean...
I'd have picked someone else in the village.
Norman. Norman liked to fuck shit up. Like, Fireman Sam needed to have a word with that little prick.
Norman's
like...
got a gimp suit.
Norman is a gimp suit, mate.
They all had, like, really diverse and completely appropriate names, like Bella Lasagna, didn't they? A tiny Welsh village.
Yep.
Sam Tanner is in Welsh. Anyway, that is boring. That is factual, but not funny. So, it's time to calculate the scores. Can you fucking believe it?
What?
I cannot. Is it done?
Oh!
The sexy dome has spoken.
Sexy dome. Right, you need to roll your dice.
Oh, shit. Oh,
here we go. Here we go.
Oh,
right,
it's right. Exciting and
powerful
scary.
Rolling. Come on.
Oh, shit.
Oh, one.
Yes!
What have we got there?
Six.
Oh, six with Alison.
Three sixes. All right, right.
I've got a
cursed show.
You're right with your nat one. Fuck that. Right, roll again.
Off. Five.
Don't give it away.
Oh, sorry.
You're ruining the jeopardy of the game.
Oh,
right.
I meant to say Postman Pat fucks.
Yeah, but maybe someone got a six. You could tell that they didn't from their faces, but let's retain the mystery, shall we? Right, but the good news, John, is you stole Alison's points. As such, you're the winner. Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
It was an unusually close game. That's not always true. So technically, we're all the winners. And thank you so much for joining us at the Comedy Arcade tonight. Like I said, we're here every night at 11:20. So if you like this, please come back. And even if you don't come back, tell all your friends, because the first few days were pretty quiet and pretty brutal. So
thank you to our panel people as well.
Thank you to the panel people. And our brilliant tech, Joe Hollingworth in the box, the voice of God. You are now free to go. Enjoy your Sunday morning.
Thank you very much for coming to the Comedy Arcade. We're on every night, and there's 50 plus episodes all on iTunes. Also, my worst sexual experience, a girl made me finger her during a screening of Alvin the Chipmunks 2, The Squeakquel.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.